All right, I want to go over some of the dinim of Shabbat Chazon, because this is the Shabbat Chazon. So the first issue is the name Chazon. So the simple pshat, which I think people generally think, it's called Shabbat Chazon, because the first word of the Haftorah is Chazon. So that's one pshat, but others want to say that's not the pshat. So this is based on an article by Macy Nolman. He was a chazan. He used to be head of the Cantorial Institute at YU, which is now the Bell School of Music. This article he wrote in August 1997, 25 years ago. Unfortunately, he's passed away already. Anyway, so he quotes from the Sefer Matamim that Chazon could refer to a different pasuk, not the first pasuk of the Haftorah. There's a pasuk in Chavakuk, Od Chazon Moed. There's another vision for another time. Meaning, so it's a little punfakert. In other words, it's not Shabbat Chazon like the Shabbos of this bad vision of Yeshaya. It's Shabbat when I have a chazon of a good vision, like the ultimate geula. It like flips it over on its head. But that's another explanation why it's called Shabbat Chazon. And then others want to say it's called chazon. Chazon is really an acronym for Chetzio Zam v'Chetzio Nechamot. Half anger, that we're feeling anger from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but we feel Chetzio Nechamot. We feel Nechama as well. In other words, in the midst of the misery, we feel some Nechama from Hashem, that we see like sparks of it. And if I have time, maybe another night I'll talk a little more about that. Anyway, one din that comes up in halacha is that the mechaber, it comes out from the mechaber. The mechaber says, by Chanan is always the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. So it means there's certain milestones during the year. You have to hit those milestones. So that's why we just linked up with Eretz Yisrael. Now, Eretz Yisrael was a Shabbos ahead of us. So then they did Parshas Maaseh and we did Matot Maaseh. We're both together, and we're both together. This is the way the Rabbi Packer in the Beis Medrash of YU explained it this way. In other words, that's what the halacha requires. In other words, when you get to Devarim has to be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. That's why now we're linked up. So in other words, you have to hit those milestones. It has to be the way the Luach should be. So why does Devarim have to be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av? So the Beir Halacha explains that we want to lean Devarim because it has the Tochacha, the rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we also want to have the Maftir of Chazon, which is the Tochacha of Yishai on the Churban. In other words, we want the words of rebuke right before Tisha B'Av. Now, in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, he quotes from the Eshel Avram. He says that today it's I think with the art school, you're sort of like, I don't want to say like idiot-proof, but the art school, in other words, like the Kriyas Torah is different during the week than it is on Shabbos. In other words, during the week, we end up to see him right before the Pasuk Eicha. In other words, V'borechichem kasher diber lachem. That's where we end the Aliyah. But on Shabbos, we end the Aliyah one Pasuk earlier, where he says, which is... you know, you're like the stars in heaven, because we want to have one pasuk between before we get to the pasuk Echa Esalavadi. Echa Esalavadi. Now, there's a whole tumult in the poskim. Is that true only if you're going to say the pasuk with the nigun of Echa, or even if you're not going to say it with the nigun of Echa? Some want to say that's only if you're going to say that pasuk with the nigun of Echa. Otherwise, not. Then you could break it however you want. But some want to say regardless, you should do it that way. Then, which leads us into the next topic, is there are a lot of nigunim for avelos that many people have the custom to insert in the laning and in the tefillot of this coming Shabbos. And there's a whole question in the poskim: is that permissible? Is that something good or bad? In other words, is it good? Is it appropriate to have nigunim that hearken to Eicha and Tisha B'Av on Shabbat? Or maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe on Shabbos you shouldn't have avelos before Hesia. You certainly shouldn't have avelos before Hesia, so maybe you shouldn't do it. So a whole bunch of poskim say that on the Piskei Chubas says, Noagim Rabbim She'em Yishanim Klal Minogdom Shabbat Zumi Shar Shabbat Hodashana. No difference this Shabbos and other Shabbos during the year. Shulim Avel Pfresiv. He says, so therefore, some people hold the Chadodi, don't make any difference in the melody. And don't say Eicha Salavadi with a Nigun of Eicha. And the Haftorah should be the regular Nusach. And do everything the way you would normally do. So, on the other hand, and then the Rivvot Ephraim, this Rivvot Ephraim Greenblatt, Zichron Lebracha, he used to be a big posek in Memphis, Tennessee, he says it's not appropriate to use the Nigun for Elitzion for in L'chat Dodi. Anyway, the now in the Nefesh HaRavdo from Rav Herschel Schefter, He quotes an incident with the Rav, where Rav Shachter says that he was Onset is a place near Cape Cod. Apparently the Rav would spend his summers there. So Rav Shachter was there with the Rav, and they were mechabed Rav Shachter to be the Shlich Tzibur on the Friday night of Shabbat Chazon. So he sang Lecha Dodi with the melody of Eli Tzion, and there was just a bare minion there, and a lot of them people were in such B'nai Torah, and they didn't help him with the melody, and some thought that he's making up some new melody, and the Rav had Rachmanis on him and helped him with it. So, but he, Rav Shachter, understood from the fact that the Rav sang the melody together with him, that the Rav didn't held that there was any hakpada with doing Lecha Dodi to the melody of Eli Tzion, and that's a widespread minhag to, you know, insert the melody for Eli Tzion. And then Rav Shachter says that he heard that in the that the Rav said in Brisk and many other places, the minhag was during the Chazar Sashats of Musaf of the three regalim, when the Chazan got to the words B'nei Beit Chakibat Chila, they would say it with an egon of Eli Tzion. It's like a different melody, in other words, for Eli Tzion. So he says that Gufa, in other words, that the fact that we're praying for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that arouses on Yontiv our feelings of Avelus, when we think, gee, if only we had a Beis HaMikdash. We wish we did. We can't bring Korban out. We can't celebrate the Yontiv the way it should be done. So on Yontiv, he wants to say, that's more chamor than Shabbos in terms of lack of Avelus. In other words, Shabbos doesn't break Avelus, right? Every Shiva goes through Shabbos, so the Avel is still an Avel on Shabbos. Yontiv, it's, you know, Ati Esei D'Rabim, D'Achi Esei D'Achid. The essay of V'Samachta B'Chagecha pushes away and totally breaks the Shiva. So if on Yontiv I could sing the melody for Eli Tzion, so Achas Kama Kama on Shabbos I should be able to do that. That's the way the argument. The only thing that I was thinking, a little masupak was that it's not exactly the same thing, because now the melody as B'Shas Ma'isa. In other words, the melody now is on the day of Tisha B'Av, or tomorrow, or the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. In other words, so to sing the melody at this time of the year, that could be a little bit different than singing the melody, you know, at a different time of the year. Do you know what I mean? Now we're at the point of commemorating. That's just my own thinking. I was, you know, thinking about that. Okay, now, I'm going to skip a lot of this because we're getting late here. Alright, now with the Haftorah, there are a lot of different minhagim for which psukim one lanes to the melody of Eichem, which not. And I gave the whole list of all the different minhagim to Aaron years ago, so hopefully he still has it. But either way, now there's a minhag, there's a widespread minhag that the Rav gets the Haftorah for the Shabbos. And why should the Rav get the Haftorah for the Shabbos? So there's different, well, these minhagim, there's always different reasons given for minhagim. So one reason, what, say again, what? What? He doesn't get it here?
No.
Are you sure? Rav Lerner didn't get this Haftorah?
No, he's the
Rav. He never did. Alright, and Rav Isnach never had it? All right. Well, anyway, it's a widespread minhag that the Rav does get it. Anyway, so someone is saying, someone is saying, because it says Sarayach Sorim. In other words, in the Haftorah, we inveigh against our leadership, and so it's Eino Dona Mitbayish Me'atzmo Mitbayish Me'acherim. I can't compare. If I say something negative about myself, other people say negative about me. So if I'm the Rav, I'm saying, like, the reason we have the Churban is because the leadership stinks. So it feels better if I say it, if I'm the Rav, and then as opposed to somebody else saying it. But some want to say that it's because it's like not a kavod for the kahal, like a chashuv person should be the one to do it. Like for a katan to do it, that's not appropriate, something like that. All right, I guess that's... Now, also, one thing the Ramah brings down, they used to have a special parochet they would put up for Shabbos. The Ramah brings down, if it's a year like this, when Tisha B'Av and Shabbos coincide, they would not put up the Shabbos parochet. We don't have a Shabbos parochet. We have one parochet, really, all year, but that's it. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, what's up?
When you say, in Avelut before Hesias, right, anything in a public domain, whether synagogue or otherwise,
right,
so why is it that it would be a
I spoke about this last night. You should listen on YU Torah. But among other things, I said that if everybody's an Avel, then it's not Avelus for Hesia, because Avelim are allowed to do it amongst themselves. Okay, that's one answer. Okay.